The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The news never stops. Life goes on around town and around the world. You need a talk show that keeps track of it. A program with bold opinions that's always open to your views. That is this show. Welcome to the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM. The Answer.
And we welcome you. Hey, everybody, come on in on this June 24th, 2022. It is wonderful to have you here. Thanks for hanging out. We got a lot going on. But foremost among the things in our heads, it is Friday.
Wow! I feel good. I feel good. Ow! I feel good.
I feel good.
I feel good.
You want me to say I feel good?
I feel good.
I would not.
Technology is not our friend. I have a complete laptop meltdown, and so I'm just going to have a festive toe-tapping tune coming out of our very first commercial break. Maybe that's just God saying, get to the guest on time. So let us do that, because it's one of our favorite folks. It is State Rep Jeff Leach, and there's so much going on in his mind and so much going on in his world, because Jeff's on a committee that heard a lot of the Uvalde testimony into the wee hours, the wee small hours, and we want to talk about that. And there's so much, and with so many things going on at the state level, what's Texas going to do with regard to all the gun talk going on? What's Texas going to do if and when Roe v. Wade is overturned? Our legislature meets every other year, but they stay busy, you know, 24/7, 365. State Representative Jeff Leach is here. Morning, sir. How you doing?
Mark, I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. Tell me, what was the committee meeting yesterday? What did you hear, and what was going on?
Well, it's great to be with you, as always. For about 18 hours yesterday until about 3 a.m. in the morning, just a few hours ago, the Texas House Committee on Homeland Security and Public Safety and then the Committee on Youth, Health, and Safety, we combined for a joint hearing to investigate the Uvalde shooting, to receive public input, hearing from stakeholders and experts and Texans, including several Texans who are from Uvalde, who themselves experienced a grave loss and went through this. We heard from law enforcement. And look, we're committed to wrapping our arms around what exactly happened. I think you and I know what happened. Evil exists in the world, and government does have a role in some respects, and government doesn't have a role in some respects. What we're going to do is to figure out what happened. We're going to advocate for and protect vigorously the Second Amendment, but also if there are public policies that we can advance that will keep our children safe in our public schools, then you can be dang sure that the Texas House will be leading on those issues.
When this horrible story first broke, we defaulted to our usual conclusion that we can ordinarily rely upon, and that's, well, thank God for the first responders. You know, no matter what this tragedy is, you know, we did our best. We had the people who were tasked with doing their best, were there doing their best, et cetera, et cetera. And my gosh, the additional pain of learning that that just was not the case. What's the buzz on what happened to this poor slob, Pete Arredondo, and what there is to learn from this? Because one of the reasons we're so back the blue is because these are the people who put on uniforms and put their lives on the line every day, you know, while you pass laws and I do talk shows. Thank God for these folks. How are we to absorb such a horrible story when it seems they did not do what we count on them to do?
Well, that's well said. To be very clear, this was a massive, massive failure of law enforcement on the ground. Now, you and I back the blue, and we support our law enforcement, our Border Patrol down there, our DPS troopers, and the vast majority of them are well-trained, they're experienced, they're equipped with the right the right tools to keep them and others safe, and they're courageous, and they go in. In this case, that did not happen, and we heard that loud and clear yesterday. And so a large part of our hearing yesterday was focused on law enforcement training, on making sure that all of our law enforcement agencies are working together collaboratively. Mark, they were just down the hall. Now, there's a lot of conflicting testimony, conflicting evidence as to why they didn't go in. But at the end of the day, there were kids remaining alive in that classroom who very likely could have survived had law enforcement rushed in sooner.
And so let me ask you, I asked Lieutenant Governor Patrick, and I think everybody's answer is that it's not really, not so much in our pay grade, but in our world of expertise to answer this, but just how does your gut strike you when there's police response that is this horrifically inadequate? Is that just a tragic day of terrible police work, or does it rise to the level of negligence that is an actual crime?
You know, those are the questions that we've got to ask and get answers to, and that's what we're doing. What my sense is right now is that there was a meltdown on multiple fronts. We heard direct testimony that there was a failure, a breakdown in communications from the top down in terms of all the law enforcement and the various agencies that were there. We heard testimony that in some cases the police officers' radios didn't even work. There were over 200 police officers who were actually on the scene, Mark, over 200. We know that there were around 20 to 25 that were actually in the building when the shooter was still at large in that classroom. And so we've got to ask these questions, Mark, figure out what went wrong and how we can make sure that doesn't happen again. And the good news is you've got a lot of really good, decent, courageous law enforcement officers who are speaking out and saying, and they're owning this, and they're saying, we can't let this happen again, and here are the necessary reforms to make sure that that's the case.
Indeed. State Rep. Jeff Leach is with us. All right, Jeff, an hour from now, Roe v. Wade may go down or not. It may or may not go down. It may or may not be today. But there's a lot of focus because they've given us kind of an extra decision day and makes people go, ooh, maybe it's today. And maybe it is. Due to the trigger law, let's define that term too, the moment Roe v. Wade is reversed by the court, what happens in Texas?
Well, I was very, very proud to work with my legislative colleagues in the Texas House and Senate under the leadership of our governor, and you mentioned Lieutenant Governor Patrick, and our speaker, Dade Phelan, to pass the nation's strongest pro-life bill, the heartbeat bill, which right now, even before Roe v. Wade is overturned, is working to save the lives of innocent babies all across Texas every single day, and to support and love on and provide for and care for their mothers and their families at the same time. We also passed a trigger bill in addition to that, which should Roe v. Wade be overturned, abortion will be instantly outlawed in the state of Texas. And so very, very proud that Texas continues to lead the charge for the rest of the country. I'm prayerful that Roe v. Wade, possibly today, will be officially overturned. I certainly am in prayer for our Supreme Court justices and their safety and their courage, because we know right now that there's a lot of efforts to work to threaten them and to change their minds in one way or another. And I'm just so hopeful and prayerful that won't be the case.
Indeed so. And in the world of
what a day that will be to celebrate that
really
Roe v. Wade is finally overturned in this country.
Sure will, which will leave to Texas the right to craft our own abortion laws. And in California and the People's Republic of New York, they're going to remain as ghoulishly permissive as they wish to be until we can change the hearts and minds of those states. The notion that this is some national abortion ban, if it happens, is just false. We have a wildly constitutionally illiterate country. And boy, that was on display yesterday as the Supreme Court goes up to, speaking of the state of New York, and says, hey, you guys can't create phony hoops for people to jump through to enjoy their Second Amendment rights. The Second Amendment actually means what it says. And Jeff, the liberals went absolutely hair on fire. I mean, it was crazy to watch these people learn that the Constitution actually says what it says. So that was a good thing. To me, at least, the bad thing was, and God bless John Cornyn on a number of things over the years, but not this. He and 14 other Republicans in the Senate take us into red flag hell. It's probably going to pass. We ain't going to have red flag laws in Texas, but it's a big slush fund so that other states might. What was your take on that?
I completely agree with you. And look, I support Senator Cornyn. He's a friend. I think he's done tremendous things for the state of Texas and for Republicans nationwide. I disagree with him on this, specifically on the red flag portion. You know, there were so many great portions of that bill that conservative, law-abiding Second Amendment gun owners and advocates could eagerly support. But the way the red flag provision was drafted was just a deal killer. And, you know, what the most troubling thing for me as a Second Amendment supporter and advocate was what the words of Senator Chris Murphy, who was the from Connecticut, who was the lead Democrat author on the bill. He said, "This bill is a great first step, and it will, quote, allow us to do more in the future." And I questioned some of the gun control advocates in public hearing at about 2 a.m. this morning. I said, "What does that mean? What's next?" There's no question that they want to continue to impede on and intrude on and violate our Second Amendment rights, to restrict throws, to take away the rights of law-abiding gun owners to protect themselves and their families. And that's just not a conversation that we're gonna entertain here in Texas.
State Representative Jeff Leach is here. In our final couple of minutes, we've worked our way through the big stuff. Let's do a little nuts and bolts legislatively. I think I had a little tweet that caught your attention, and it resulted in a little off-air chat that I want to cover with people. It involved the notion of whether there should be, in a very Republican state, a very red state run by the Republicans in both the Texas House and the Texas Senate, whether there should be such a thing as a Democrat chairperson on the occasional committee. Dade Phelan, obvious friend of yours, and who's been responsible for a remarkable legislative session, heartbeat bill, the very constitutional carry. What more could you want? There might be a couple of things we might want. So you and I talked about the notion of Democrat chairs because I think I threw a little barb Dade's way that he was just Joe Strauss in a different suit. That was probably a little overly harsh because Joe Strauss was, quite frankly, a liberal, and I don't think Speaker Phelan is. But you spent a couple of minutes with me talking about why the notion of a Democrat chair in Austin is not the same as a Democrat chair in Washington. Give me that 60 seconds and we'll go through it.
Sure, and it's just not. Look, the facts are the facts, and Dade Phelan is without question the most conservative speaker we've ever had in the state of Texas. I would challenge anyone to come up with a name that's even close. Look at what we did last session. In his first session as speaker, I mentioned the heartbeat bill and the trigger bill, the nation's strongest pro-life laws. We passed constitutional carry, a long-standing Republican priority in the state. We banned CRT. We passed strong election integrity legislation. We sent nearly $1 billion in additional funding to border security. I could go on and on about the conservative victories that we achieved, but for the leadership of Dade Phelan as our speaker, that would not be the case. So I'm going to proudly support Speaker Phelan again and believe strongly that he will appoint the right conservative leaders to ensure next session is just as resoundingly successful. Dan Patrick, as Lieutenant Governor, and Speaker Phelan have carried on the tradition of occasionally appointing Democrat committee chairs. But in no way, Mark, did it last session impede the progress of conservative legislation. And Speaker Phelan deserves a ton of credit for the conservative victories that we achieved.
How did it? But I guess I would just sort of ask why. Because Texas, and again, we're not talking about Beto-style Democrats getting committee chair seats, but why? Why is there inherent value in a Democrat chair when a Republican chair is pretty likely to be more conservative? So, you know, just why? What's the logic for it?
Well, I'd say in this instance, why not? And let me give you an example. Okay, now I am not for appointing progressive, radical, liberal, Democrat committee chairs, especially to important committees. And I have fought and will continue to fight against that important committees that hear priority conservative legislation. Mm-hmm. But last night until 3 a.m., I spent 18 hours sitting 5 feet away from Democrat State Representative Tracy King, who was first elected in 1995. He is a conservative Democrat. He represents the city of Uvalde. And he sat there with us until 3 a.m. in the morning, made a trip away from his community to the Capitol to hear testimony and to help us craft good public policy. He is chairman of the House Natural Resources Committee. He is an expert when it comes to Texas natural resources, to water, to land and resource management. Why should we prevent a good Texan like Tracy King, who votes with us on the vast majority of issues, from having a role of leadership and a voice of influence in the Texas House? I don't believe that we should. And my Republican primary voters that I talk to when I knock on their doors are not, they don't care about inside baseball who committee chairs are. They care about their property taxes, about border security, about safe schools. And that's what I choose to focus on. And under Speaker Phelan's leadership, that's what we're going to focus on in the Texas House.
State Rep Jeff Leach, I knew we'd cover it all. Look at us. We did it. Have a great weekend, man. Thank you so much. We always appreciate your time.
Mark, God bless you and your listeners.
Thank you. That's State Rep Jeff Leach. I'm Mark Davis, 823. Quick call before we take our break, 866-660-5759. We are in Gainesville. Hey, Scott, happy Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday to you, Mark.
Hey.
Listen, I've talked to you a couple times, and you and I agree on some things, and we disagree on some things. You know, your stance on it's election day, not election month. Your stance on the transgender kid issue is 100%. But we usually sort of split a little bit when it comes to compromising on some issues.
All right.
And I think you're over hyperventilating on the threats of Cornyn, and I think he's showing leadership. I think he's showing to be a statesman.
No, great.
I think he's showing to be an individual. Sometimes our representatives need to show leadership nationally.
Well, the definition of leadership is doing what you want and doing what I want. You and I mean, he's leading in a way that you like and I don't. So let's boil it down and speak to what we're actually talking about. You tell me why red flag laws are okay.
They're not going to happen in Texas. I'm not really concerned about it.
If Connecticut wants
a red flag law, I could care less.
So the raping of constitutional rights is okay as long as it happens in some other state? Really?
Does Florida not have some red flag laws?
They're terrible. They're absolutely terrible. Fifteen other states have them too. They are terrible. So red flag laws are either okay or they're not. I believe they're not, and I mean unconstitutionally not. And so, do you disagree with me about that?
I think that red flag laws, if people of true leadership, they can be constructed.
Oh, for God's sake! Enough about leadership. Tell me how red flag laws disarm Americans who have not been convicted of anything or charged of anything. End of story. It's unacceptable. Now, you either think that is acceptable or it's not. If you think it is, okay, we disagree about that.
I just think that they can be done in such a way that addresses...
That is an absolute lie. That is a Cornyn Democrat index card. It is a lie. It involves the disarmament of Americans without due process, period. Now, either own that and tell me you're okay with it, or stop talking to me about leadership. It's a time to choose. It is a time to choose.
Well, like I say, I disagree with you.
Then you're fine. Then you are okay with red flag laws. Own it. Just own it.
I am okay with a red flag law that is constructed in a way that addresses due process.
That is not possible.
Why is it impossible?
How many times can I tell you in the English language? Because it involves the disarmament of Americans who haven't been convicted of anything, haven't been charged with anything. Period. Paragraph. They're unconstitutional. 827, Mark Davis, 660 AM, The Answer. Well, this is what I would have opened the hour with if my laptop had cooperated. Little Bowie. Ziggy Stardust from The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, released this week, 50 years ago, 1972. Oh, my goodness. All right. The job as we hop into news here and then back and then on the phone calls with you is to avoid the word salad, avoid the do something trap, as I've always called it. Well, it just seems so statesmanlike. And it just, you know, in the way of leadership, those are word salad. But what are you leading us toward? If you're leading us toward the Constitution, great. Leading us away from the Constitution, not great. And the notion of red flag laws, don't let John Cornyn or anybody else or Mitch McConnell or especially any other Republican tell you that there's such a thing as red flag laws with due process protections. There are not, by definition. All right, by definition, here's a newscast. Gordon Griffin is out this week, and Nikki Whaley's been filling in, and here she is.
Breaking news, stimulating talk. This is 660 AM, The Answer.
Fair skies, 84 degrees. I'm Nikki Whaley. The chief White House COVID advisor is cheering the authorization of vaccines for kids under the age of five.
Because essentially every American, from our oldest to our youngest, is now eligible for the protection that vaccines provide.
That's Dr. Ajit Jha. He insisted the vaccines are safe and effective for young children. He also said the benefits clearly outweigh the risks. Jha again urged any unvaccinated Americans to get the shots. He said skeptical individuals should talk with their doctors. The Senate is sending on to the House the most sweeping gun reform legislation in nearly 30 years. Passed on Thursday, the bipartisan Safer Communities Act won the support of all 50 Democrats and 15 Republicans, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. It's expected to gain similar support in the House, although GOP leader Kevin McCarthy has come out against it. Some believe that the bill will be struck down by the Supreme Court due to it violating the Second Amendment. It's currently 84 degrees. Now you know what's going on. I'm Nikki Whaley on 660 AM The Answer.
Traffic Watch.
Closure due to police activity. That's going to be on 75 northbound between Forest and 635. You're going to be stopped back from Monticello. About 70 minutes worth of delays. They're doing an investigation. It's going to be there a while. You can use Coit and Greenville for an alternate route. In Plano on the Bush Turnpike going westbound at Custer, stalled vehicle has the left lane blocked off. Rowlett, we have a wreck. Two left lanes blocked off. That's going to be on 30 going eastbound as you're approaching Dalrock. You can expect about a half hour delay back from the Bush Turnpike. Emergency crews, though, are going to be on the scene. Now you know what's going on. I'm Warren Shore, 660 AM The Answer, Traffic Watch.
Tune in Sundays at noon for the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Join us each Sunday when we discuss the principles and practices of the successful real estate investor. We bring you experts to answer your questions on how to use real estate to build wealth and passive realized monthly income and teach you the ins and outs of investing in real estate. So tune in Sundays at noon, right here for the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Join us for the Real Investor Radio Show right here on 660 AM The Answer.
If you're living with chronic joint pain in your knees, hips, lower back, and shoulders, I've got exciting news for you.
Emmett Smith, all-time rushing leader and Hall of Famer.
Now you can get relief from pain without harmful medications and surgery. Call my guys at QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics specializes in biologic therapies that can repair and restore damaged tissue. I'm talking about natural pain treatments now available, not just for pro athletes, but to people like you.
At QC Kinetics, we're seeing patients every day who suffer from chronic joint pain but who desperately wanted to avoid surgery. We're treating joint pain with biologic therapies, regenerative solutions with long-lasting results.
Listen, it's all about getting your life back, playing touch football with kids, walking upstairs pain-free, getting back on a job, and patients at QC Kinetics are raving about the result.
QC Kinetics. Call to learn more about restorative treatments that can get you back in the game.
Call QC Kinetics 972-972-8610. That's 972-972-8610. QC Kinetics 972-8610.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt from my friends at besthotgrill.com. There's a lot of special events coming up soon, and besthotgrill.com recommends the gifts of great grilling and healthy eating. If you've got a mom, dad, or grad you want to honor, do it with a gift that will be used, be unforgettable, and truly hot. And that would be a Solaire infrared grill from besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared grills heat up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes and produce juicy, tasty food unmatched by conventional grills. You might also be taking to the road or having a staycation. Solaire has hot and fast, portable, built-in, and cart models to help you step up your grilling. All Solaire infrared grills are made in the USA and built to last. More importantly, Solaire infrared grills deliver the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift or a major purchase. Learn more about the amazing Solaire infrared grill at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared gift giving at besthotgrill.com.
Folks at Patriot Mobile are ready to rock and ready to help you not just have a fantastic cellular experience, but also give you the wonderful feeling that I've got as a conservative of knowing my cell phone company is helping me move the conservative ball downfield, is helping me do wonderful things just with every call, every text, incoming, outgoing. It's Patriot Mobile. They're wonderful folks doing fantastic work from the school board level where they're 11 for 11 in the seats that they focused on and contributed toward for candidates that are battling CRT and gender extremism. This is what winning is about. And now we have winning on the state level, winning on the federal level to take a look at in 22 and 24. Patriot Mobile is going to help it with those causes as well. With borders, First Amendment, Second Amendment, the pro-life cause, always backing our first responder heroes, our military. It's Patriot Mobile. These are wonderful folks. I want to switch you over for free today. And here's what you do. Go to PatriotMobile.com. Use promo code Mark. PatriotMobile.com, promo code Mark, or 972-PATRIOT, promo code Mark. Is PatriotMobile.com/Mark or 972-PATRIOT, promo code Mark. Either way, you are going to get switched over for free and become part of the Patriot Mobile partnership, not just giving you great cellular service, but helping make a better country. It is PatriotMobile.com/Mark or 972-PATRIOT, promo code Mark.
Listen live using our mobile app through TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey. You're listening to 660 AM, The Answer.
On this Friday, the 24th of June, 866-660-5759. As we head back to your calls, we are in Arlington. Joshua, Mark Davis, welcome. Happy Friday. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you, Mark.
Hey.
So you just talked about the red flag laws and having been in Texas 10 years, but having grown up in Colorado, Colorado has a two-part red flag law. So they passed the first law about 6 years ago that if you were under a criminal investigation for assault or an aggravated issue, your weapons or your firearms would be seized for 12 months during that investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Then about 3 years ago, they passed another part of the red flag law where an undisclosed person could claim that you are a danger to yourself or to someone else. And during that time, your firearms would be seized and you would have you do not get to know who accused you or who's made this claim. But then you have to go through mental health evaluation and prove your innocence. That process takes 14 months, so that it supersedes that even if you prove your innocence, you do not get your firearms back at all because you had already gone through the 12-month procedure of losing them during a criminal investigation.
Yep. So all of this comes under the label of sensible to the minds of many. And look, the ideal, the notion of accurately finding a dangerously unhinged person and saying, look, we're gonna come get your gun so that you don't, you know, kill yourself or others. What a lovely concept if we could be 100% surgically precise that we were right in every case and that no politics would be involved and no family grudges would be involved. But it's a human system and a human world, and we can't be assured of that. And so that's why these things just don't work. Thank you, man. Appreciate it very, very much. So on Channel 11, J.D. Miles went to a gun store in Garland in the middle of a package here. His idea was to talk to folks on both sides, and this was a little bit of journalism from him last night.
The operators of Target Master here in Garland say their customers who come here to buy rifles and handguns probably won't notice that much of a difference after this legislation takes effect. But it will increase scrutiny on those under 21.
You need somebody to do a little training with you.
Tom Manowitz questions two teenagers about their knowledge of firearms before deciding whether to let them use his indoor gun range. The founder of Target Master is a fierce supporter of gun rights, but he also supports expanded background checks on those under 21.
I'm all in favor of that part. That should have been done a long time ago.
Including juvenile offender records and FBI background checks on firearm purchases is one of the primary components of a gun violence bill engineered by Senator John Cornyn in the wake of the Uvalde and Buffalo mass shootings. The legislation widens restrictions on buying guns among those convicted of domestic abuse beyond just married couples. It also provides financial incentives for states that enforce red flag laws.
And therein lies the problem. Financial incentives. There are states that may not even care that much about red flag laws, maybe teetering on it. For them, it may be a coin flip. But wait a minute. What? The crack pipe of federal money? The crack pipe of federal money? Wow, maybe this is something we should do.
Which could allow guns to be taken away from those determined to be dangerous. Red flag laws are something Manowitz believes could be abused by the government, and he hopes Texas will not adopt them.
In some states, all a person has to do is tell the police that they think the person is a danger to themselves or someone else, and they can go confiscate their guns.
Thank you, Mr. Manowitz. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Owner of that gun store in Garland.
But it doesn't rise to the occasion.
John Fullenweider is a Dallas gun control advocate and civil rights activist.
No, this should be good. but props to JD, because, by the way, this is exactly what TV journalism should do. Go out there, fan out, and find people saying things on all sides.
He argues nothing in the bill would have prevented recent mass shootings.
When are we going to go after the means of this crime, which is a semi-automatic rifle?
I'm sorry, what? You know, it's kind of funny because for the gentleman, for John Fullenweider, Mothers Against Police Brutality, always plug mothers in because if you want to try to insulate yourself against any kind of criticism. When he first started, he said there's nothing in this bill that would have stopped Uvalde, would have stopped Buffalo. He's completely right about that. Not necessarily. I mean, it's kind of, he says, well, wait a minute, Mark, wait a minute. What about, school security? Well, we apparently had some, you know, obviously what we had some, whatever that might mean. School security, 60 seconds on school security, and then I'll continue JD's report here. 866-660-5759. I know that it seems harsh, the notion of somebody with an obvious weapon or someone whom you know is armed just standing there as your kid goes into school. I know. We'd love to have that not be an issue. We'd love to have it not be the case. We'd love to have it not be necessary. We'd love to have it not be wise. But let me give you some imagery that's a little more daunting. If the gun on the security officer jostles you a little bit, I want you to think about the gun in the hands of the next shooter walking into your kid's school unimpeded. Now that's the gun image that I'm looking to have less of. Mr. Fullenweider continues.
That is combat ready. Without that rifle, Sandy Hook, Buffalo, Uvalde, they're just revenge fantasies.
Mm-hmm. Problem is, if you make those big bad guns disappear, how exactly do you do that? You outlaw them, you confiscate them, whatever you want to do to take those guns out of commission, to simply make them no longer legal to own. This is, by the way, what Beto wants to do. You have to define them. You have to define them structurally. You have to define them functionally. And in terms of structure and function, an AR-15 is not particularly different than what you go and hunt with. Semi-automatic rifle. Semi-automatic means you pull the trigger, a bullet fires. Boom, boom, boom. You pull the trigger, a bullet fires. Whether you got an AR-15 at the range or your hunting rifle out bagging a deer, it's the same thing. The whole assault weapon fetish, the whole assault weapon obsession really involves attachments and cosmetics and aesthetics that just make it look, excuse me, a little more badass. Which, by the way, is a good thing maybe if you got six guys coming into your house, you know, during a riot. Being more heavily armed than an intruder is always a good idea. So this involves the demonization of the weapon, the focus on the hardware when it is a moral blank slate. A gun is neither a good thing nor a bad thing. The gun itself is a moral blank slate written upon by the person holding it. Gun in a cop's hands, good. Gun in a soldier's hands, good. Gun in my hands, very good, especially if you're trying to get into my house. Or if I'm out at the range just blasting off some lead and having a good time. Gun in law-abiding hands, law enforcement hands, military hands, awesome. Gun in a criminal's hands, terrible. What's the difference? Same gun, could be. It's a people difference. That's why we do not have a gun problem. We have a people problem. JD wraps up.
So while there are those who believe this legislation doesn't go far enough, it's expected to be the most meaningful action Congress has taken on guns in decades.
Good word choice, meaningful. And it means wonderful things to people who like it and daunting things to people who don't. We're in Denton. Kevin, Mark Davis, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thanks. Hey, man, it just kind of occurred to me after. So a couple of days ago, I did call Senator Cornyn's office, and I respectfully let him know that I know of no one in his district that he is supposed to be representing that supports these things. I don't know of anybody. And that's the opposite of what he is supposed to be doing, number one. And secondly, I realized that these red flag laws are basically, it's a form of self-worship. So Thomas Sowell said that whenever you're arguing with someone who believes that they have a moral high ground, it doesn't do any good to talk common sense to that person because they think they're morally superior. Well, if these red flag laws, it's basically based on the idea that if we keep one gun out of the hand of one person who on one specific day may save one life, then it's all worth it. Well, I'm sorry, but that's incorrect because what ends up happening is, one, you can never prove that. Number two, later on, you will see a lot of through the deterioration of self-defense and the Second Amendment, you will see bad things that we can prove. So basically what it boils down to is I get to feel better at night because I supported a law that may have saved someone's life that I will never be able to prove.
Yeah, and if the Constitution is trampled in the process, that's just collateral damage. Kevin, thanks. But the overarching thing is, We don't do life that way ever, the if we save one life premise. We don't do anything. In no way does that drive logic for anything. And I think my favorite example is, I'm going to make a suggestion to you, okay? It will save one life on the road. It'll save hundreds of lives on the road, maybe, every year in Texas. Ready? Effective immediately, interstate speeds go to 40 miles an hour. There you go. Mark, that's crazy. Of course it is. But I'm going to save a life. It would save one life. Yeah, but it's stupid. It's ridiculous. We got to live life. We got to go a proper speed to live a functional life. Yep. Saving that one life means everything. Which, by the way, does this remind you of anything? Hello, COVID policy. Hello, where we destroyed our economy. We destroyed our kids' education on the bizarre altar of trying to get as close to zero COVID transmission as possible. It is the height of ill wisdom to run through that if we save one life thing. Now, as far as the gentleman who said he couldn't find a single constituent of Senator Cornyn who agrees with him on this, it's a big state. He represents the entire state. And that means millions of Republicans voted for him. Are there squishy Republicans who voted for him who are okay with red flag laws? Yes, there are. Are there many of them? Well, I mean, define many. I think I can safely say the majority of people who voted for Cornyn do not like red flag laws. Does that mean that he cannot support them? No, he can do what he wants. See, and it's funny, but speaking of leadership, an earlier caller talked about leadership. It's all about what we want. I mean, if let's say things were not going our way, or remember when the war became unpopular? The 06, 07. And probably there were Republican legislators for whom maybe a majority of their constituents had gone soft on the war. Of course, in retrospect now, the whole 20 years looks, you know, very questionable in a lot of ways. But my point being, you don't do leadership by moistening your finger and seeing what the polls say. So, we will sometimes want our conservative leaders to do things that might not be the most popular thing. So Senator Cornyn is not wrong. Simply because the majority of the voters don't like what he's doing. That doesn't make him wrong. The Constitution makes him wrong. 8:52.
6:60 a.m. The Answer. Traffic Watch.
75 northbound between Forest and 635 in Dallas closed due to police activity. They are doing an investigation right now. It's going to be there a while. About a 70-minute delay back from Monticello. You can use Coit or Greenville as an alternate route in Rowlett. 30 going eastbound approaching Dalrock. The two left lanes are blocked to your right. You're a parking lot back from the Bush Turnpike. At least a half-hour delay. This report is sponsored by Blindster. Do you need new blinds or shades? Blindster.com offers custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters shipped directly to you at prices less than big-box retailers. Blindster blinds are easy to install and guaranteed to fit. Don't overpay for new blinds. Shop Blindster today and save big. Blindster.com. Now you know what's going on. I'm Warren Shore, 660 AM The Answer, Traffic Watch.
Sunny and hot today, a high of 104, going to feel more like 107. Clear tonight, a low of 81. We're going to be in the triple digits over the weekend. Sunny and hot tomorrow, a high of 104. On Sunday, sunny, a high of 103. It's currently 84 degrees. More of the Mark Davis Show coming up in a moment on 660 AM The Answer.
As you know, our friend Mike Liddell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. He did not stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike Liddell has done it again, introducing his My Slippers. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last long, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click the radio listener's square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com.
Our homes, we protect them from intruders with security systems. But there's another kind of intruder most people aren't aware of until it's too late. Home title thieves. When a criminal transfers your home title to a fake identity and steals your title, no one will notify you. Not the police, not even your bank. Sadly, people find out when it's too late, when their home is sold out from under them, or the eviction notice comes. That's when the legal nightmare begins. You need Home Title Lock, America's leader in home title protection. For just pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. Cyber technology has made it easy for criminals to steal your home. Home Title Lock alerts you if your home becomes their target. Make sure you're not already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and for a limited time, get your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value, free with sign-up. Again, that's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Are you tired of paying high interest rates on your student loans, car loans, or credit cards? Sage Mortgage and their quick cash refi can help. Home values have gone through the roof, so why not use some of that money to consolidate all of your debt into one payment at a lower interest rate? Not only can Sage Mortgage's quick cash refi get you a quote in 15 seconds, but they can get your debt consolidated in nearly half the time of the big banks, saving you money quicker, all while providing top-notch customer service, which you can see from their 4.8 stars out of 5 on Bankrate.com. Visit them online and see your guaranteed low quick cash refi rate in only 15 seconds at sagemortgage.com or call in at 877-685-1924. That's 877-685-1924. With Sage Mortgage on your side, you may be richer than you think. Forward Mortgage Lending Incorporated, DBA, Sage Mortgage, NMLS ID number 1374724. Not available in all states. Equal housing opportunity. This is not a commitment to lend. Not all loans apply. Terms and conditions apply. Call us at 877-685-1924.
So Rhonda is in for our daily nudge to you to go to SodaWeightLoss.com and start dropping that stubborn weight. And anticipation hangs heavy in the air. We're sitting here looking at the 9 o'clock hour. This might be the occasion for the overturning of Roe v. Wade. The justices might, we hope, do the right thing in that regard. We don't know. The comparison we'd like to draw with when you make that decision to go ahead and call Soda Weight Loss, go to SodaWeightLoss.com, is you're going to know that anticipation will pay off. You will start to drop that stubborn weight. You will let it go. You will reach your goals because 4 years ago, Rhonda had just started down the road toward her 63 pounds gone.
Mark Davis, if you're having to wait, you do not have to wait with your soda journey for instant results. I know we're not big on promoting instant gratification, but when it comes to letting go of weight, losing weight, you want that instant gratification. And with the soda journey, you get those immediate results. There's no waiting. The first week, I let go of 7 pounds. The second week, 5 pounds. The first 3 weeks, I had let go of 15 pounds. And it only took me 21 weeks to let go of the full 63 pounds that I never dreamed that I could achieve.
And maybe 15 or 20 is all some people have. And their clothes will fit differently. Your life will change. You'll feel better. Maybe some people have 60, 70, 800 more. SotaWeightLoss.com is there for everybody, whatever your number is. And let me give you their phone number to start your journey. 1-800-555-6521. 1-800-555-6521. Or SotaWeightLoss.com. Chosen weight loss program of the Dallas Cowboys organization and fans. If you go to SotaWeightLoss.com and start scrolling down, you'll see the reviews, 6,000 of them. You'll see the before and after pictures and videos, bunch of them, including Rhonda's. So take a look at all of that and then make your call. And the anticipation will become reality because you will let go of that stubborn weight. 1-800-555-6521 or SotaWeightLoss.com. Sota!
It's State of the Art!
The Officer Tatum Show, weekdays at 6 p.m., 660 a.m. The Answer.
So here we go. 8:59. Let's knock on the door of news, see what's going on at SRN. Nikki Whaley filling in for Gordon. And then we will spend the 9 o'clock hour together, our final hour of the week. We'll keep an eye and an ear peeled for Supreme Court rulings of any type. See what's going to happen. Talk a little bit about what might happen either way and examine some other things in the news that we haven't even gotten to yet. And you are welcome to join us about any of the above. 866-660-5759. Grab a line. Mark Davis, 859.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.